So all I want you to do, and the reason I told you these stories, is I want you to think at all kinds of levels, little and big. I want you to come from the place of what you desire. Yours may be a garden, yours may be a planet. I don't know what it is you want. But I want you to do this. And the way we're going to do it in a moment is we're going to get in a peak what? And that state, though, is going to be a state of total positive expectancy. Like a little child, like if you're about to see Santa, and you know whatever you tell Santa is going to be delivered. Like a little kid, because little kids will go, I want a swimming pool. They think big, right? I want a swimming pool. And their brother, kid brother goes, I want a swimming pool. They go, we want two swimming pools. And they believe they can get it. Adults go, give up the swimming pool. You'd be lucky you get a tub in the backyard. Okay? So you got to think like a kid. And what you're going to do is you're going to write in an open set of pages as fast as you can, never letting the pen stop. You're never going to stop to think consciously. Don't do it yet. You're going to write everything you can ever imagine wanting to do or get or have or own or create or give anytime between now and the next 20 years. And the way you're going to do it is you're going to think of little goals, big goals. You think of things you want to contribute, things you want to own, things you want to learn, things you want to give, things you want to master, money goals, body goals, emotion goals, fun goals, learning goals, skill goals, anything you can dream of. Literally anything you can dream of. That's what I want you to do. And the secret is to write fast. So you're not going to write a beautiful, magnificent home in San Francisco on Knob Hill. You just go, Knob Hill home. You know, you say, I want an island, right? Just real quick, fast, one after another after another. How many ready to play? Say I. Outstanding. By the way, I'll mention something too. If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you write down? That's what you should write down. Okay? Sit up in your chair. On a count of three, write as fast as humanly possible everything you can think of. 3, 2, 1, go! As soon as you're done, you're going to turn the page, and you're going to read through your list, and you're going to select your top 4 one-year goals. So you have something to totally focus on. What are going to be your top 4 one-year goals? And here's what you're going to do. Listen up. You'll pick your top 4. You'll write them one at a time on a different page. You'll write down your goal, the one-year goal. Below it, I want you to write 2 or 3 sentences as to why you absolutely will achieve this year, no matter what. So you're going to write down the one-year goal and then the reasons why you achieve. Remember, I told you, reasons come first, answers come second. If you get a big enough reason, a big enough why to do something, you can figure out how. So don't just set the goal. You're going to write the goal and why will you absolutely achieve it? Why is it a must for you, no matter what? Why will you achieve it? Then you'll write your second goal. Write a sentence or 2 or 3 as why you absolutely will achieve it. Do that for your top 4 one-year goals, the ones that will excite you, get you up early, keep you up late. Go. How many of you have come up with 4 one-year goals that excite you and you're going to achieve? How would you make sure you achieve them and that your enthusiasm and effort is sustained? Incantations, how else? A daily focus of visualization, right? Even 5 minutes seeing it, feeling it, experiencing as if it's done. And I'll tell you the other thing. Whatever goal you have, I have a simple rule. Never leave the sight of setting a goal without doing something towards its attainment. So that means tonight, send an email or make a phone call or commit yourself to something that will move you in the direction of one of these 4 goals. Anything at all that you can do that will actually be there. Call somebody, leave a message, I'm going to do X. Do something that gives you momentum. Now, the minute you set a goal, obstacles show up, right? The minute you have a desire, opponents show up. To not think so is to deceive yourself. The final question of the evening, the most important question of all. Write down a paragraph as to who would you have to become to achieve all that you want? Who would you have to become? Describe the character traits. What would you have to believe? What would you have to value? What skills? Would you have to be disciplined, passionate? Would you have to be a master of your time? Would you have to have total self-honesty, courage? What would you have to believe? What would you have to do? Who would you have to become? What skills would you have to master in order to achieve all that you want? Go for it.